Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in here on a Friday. Last bit of the holidays before we reverse course on Monday. The out question, if I say, just popped up today. The side question. Today's the, the 24th anniversary of Motorola's StarTAC flip phone goes on sale as a symbol of antiquated technology. What's yours? We've had some great ones. Keep them going throughout this hour. We'll have the game of the week coming up for a great prize. Category two today will be Know the Show, where you take a look at the three of us and beyond and try to figure out the answer to that. That'll be coming up. And also Joseph Bilia's visit with Grandma and Grandpa. Not to be missed, some philosophy of life we'll have. But we are monitoring what's going on with Iraq. And the media now is energized again. They got tired of the Hanukkah story pretty quickly. Why? Well, despite all the attacks, I think there are going to be big rallies somewhere on my email trail here the coming days supporting. I know there's a big rally in New York over the weekend supporting Jews who are still under attack in New York and this country. Media tired of it, though. Media wants to move on because there is no gun involved. It was a machete attack, and also no white supremacist involved. So now we're on to the story where the media is waiting to see what President Trump has unleashed here, in their view, if anything. Joining us is someone who worked for President Trump and now is a star radio talk show host at WPG Talk Radio in South Jersey. The voice of the Jersey Shore, and someone who knows all that you need to know about Jeff and Drew, Harry Hurley. Harry, Happy New Year. Thanks very much for joining us.
Happy New Year to you, my dear friend, Dom Giordano, the voice of Philadelphia. By the way, I know we're going to talk about maybe this top Iranian general and the predictable media deranged hysteria that they're going with anything to try to take down President Trump. Of course, if this was Obama, it would be prudent, well thought out, strategic, defendable. I mean, you wouldn't have to change a single stat. On Congressman Van Drew, has your early observation been everything that I've said to you about him? He's a man of his word. I mean, look, the man is now a Republican. He's terrific. And the Democrats have already lost significant ground because of this whole impeachment nonsense. They even lost one of their own ranks. So this is a very good time in that respect.
Well, absolutely. And how does that race look? I see one Republican has said he's not going to quit. There's several on the Republican side, and he's not going to quit just because Van Drew's a Republican now. How does that race look? Our listeners embrace Van Drew, which I thought there would be, hey, wait a minute, he's late to the party, you know, you can't trust him, stuff like that. It was 86-14 with a lot of votes on Twitter, 86%, Harry. How does that race look?
Well, I've always said the listeners of the Dom Show are very, very intelligent. He earned that. He earned that from your listenership. He's had a conservative voting record. He's had about a 100% rating from the NRA, very extremely conservative fiscally, socially. Came out when it was very, very unsafe and when they were all being threatened. Do you think the other 30 people in those districts won by President Trump wanted to vote for that impeachment? Van Drew had the courage to vote against it from the beginning, not even supporting the inquiry, the informal inquiry. Mm-hmm. And every step of the way, he's been consistent. And he has the full-throated endorsement of President Trump. Sometime later this month or during February, the president will be coming to the district. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to show the shock and awe of having the support of the leader of the free world. And I think at that point in time, some of the challengers who tell me, and that's David Richter, Bob Patterson, who ran in the neighboring district back in 2016. So now he's running in another district now. I'll be interviewing him on Monday. And the other challenger, Brian Fitzherbert, they all say they're in. But at some point when the congressional Republican campaign committee takes you out of young gun status, takes any support that you could have had away, and the president enthusiastically endorsing now an incumbent Republican, the challenge to Van Drew will ultimately be less now than it was when he ran as a Democrat challenger back in 2018. This is not going to be a problem for him to win the nomination and to be reelected again.
Well, that will certainly send a message here post the impeachment, whenever we get to that. What are your listeners saying this morning? Harry, it's been universal, I'd say. And my only caution with this, and listeners have gotten it, which is even better. They're willing to accept. They're not just knee-jerk. You kill this guy and there's no consequence. They realize there could be some consequence. But using where you are, the casino terms, they think it's a worthy bet what the president has done here.
Well, it's what he should have done. It's what Reagan would have done. Were we having this conversation on the Dom show when Gaddafi did what he did and we struck back? This regime killed an American contractor. They stormed our embassy. That, and I know your listeners know this, they're very smart. That's an attack on American soil. That didn't happen in Iraq. That happened in America, just like it happened in Philadelphia or New Jersey or in New York. That happened on American soil. This was not a disproportionate response. This was an appropriate response. And what a difference Iran learned between President Trump and Barack Obama. Obama sent pallets of cash. Trump sent a rocket strike.
Well, I'm in agreement with that. The only thing I would handicap this is Gaddafi, despite all the bluster, despite the stuff that he was doing, and he did do Lockerbie, he did some other stuff. The Iranians are more driven and have more resources. But I think Trump is betting correctly. They're also afraid that this is one of those tipping points, if things go wrong, where their population, which is close to overthrowing them, we believe that, might rise up. So they don't want this to drag on into any kind of major conflict. That's their concern.
I agree completely, and I would double down and add that they also know that we win, they lose. They cannot beat us. The president does not want war. So anybody that's trying to make that dog hunt go somewhere else. And it's a shame to see the markets. The Dow is down about 250. Obviously, it was up 330 something yesterday. It would be up again today. It's a shame what this does. But I'll tell you another thing that I'm totally ashamed, and they're despicable. Speaker Pelosi and the other Democrats and their comments have been terrible. In the days of Lincoln, it would be considered treasonous. They'd be in jail right now. They just will not support our president, regardless of anything. This reminds me of when Obama was the president and we got bin Laden. Everybody was supportive of that. Somebody said, hey, he was out on the golf course. They brought him in his golf spikes and taken a couple shots, but he got the credit. He was the commander in chief. Trump gets al-Baghdadi, and the headline reads, austere religious scholar dies. This is derangement, Dom.
Yeah, today it's Iran's most revered military figure, the Washington Post says, dies. You're right. People were chanting USA, USA by the tens of thousands in front of the White House when Obama got bin Laden. It's the right thing to do. And sometimes you can't quibble with it, despite whatever the evidence is. You should be supportive. It's the right thing to do. And politically, it's the right thing to do.
Right. And remember, Iraqis were dancing in the street over the killing of General Soleimani.
Exactly right. So that's something to consider. Hey, Harry, thank you. Thanks for a great 2019, and we'll look forward. I would assume you'll be emceeing somewhere along the way when the president comes to South Jersey in February.
Great to be with you, Dom. Have a great new year.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.